This is HPR episode 2406 entitled, Putting Ends on Tussie 86 Ethernet Cables. It is hosted by Shane Shannon and is about 8 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, this was my experience learning how to put the ends on Tussie 86 cable.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio audience. This is Shane Shannon, and I live near Niagara Falls in Ontario. And I'm here to share with you a stressful but rewarding experience that I had recently. I had to learn how to put the ends onto some Cat6 Ethernet cable. So here's how it happened. One of the pastors at my church asked me about help with their video project. I already work in the video booth some Sundays, and I'm the guy that puts the lyrics and the slides up on the projection screens. But what they wanted help with was to make sure that when the next baptism happened, that there was a good strong video feed coming from the video camera next to the baptismal tank. In the past, we've displayed the baptism up on the big screens by using an iPhone app, an iPhone pointed at the baptismal tank, and then that would, it would send the signal through the internet to our video booth in the back of the church. Anyway, it wasn't ideal. Lots of lag, kind of a stuttery feed, not the best. So now they were going to do it properly, and they already had some Cat6 cable going under the floor of the sanctuary. The last time they renovated the church, they thought to put a lot of extra cables in there. So we already had two Cat6 cables under the sanctuary floor, but they didn't have ends. So it was going to be my job to put ends on them, and I didn't know how. So I arranged it with the pastor that I would show up on a Wednesday night when there would be a worship team in there having practice. I didn't have a key, so they would let me in, and they would lock up when they left. So that meant I had about an hour and a half to get this thing figured out. When I got there, the pastor I talked to had laid out all the equipment, the video camera, and all these other things. And it would be my job to, connect everything that was needed. But the most important part, the first task I had to do, was to put these ends on the cables. So that day I had looked up, a diagram of what the cable wire should look like. I'm going to put a link to the picture that I used in the show notes. So I figured out that I had to use straight through wiring. I forget what the other kind is, but I figured it would be straight through. And so I find this diagram called straight through wiring EIA/TIA 568B. The article that I read said that this was the most common method these days, and I figured it would be a straight through project since we were taking the feed directly from a video camera and it had to go where it had to go. I figured it wouldn't be more complex than that. So, I had borrowed some tools from a friend. I had a crimper tool, and I had a bag of ends that would go into the cables. And the crimper tool also had the cutter for stripping the sheath, the blue sheath, off the Cat6 cable. So I began. I fed the blue cable end, the blue cable, through the part of the crimper tool that would strip the sheath off the cable. And I twisted around like I'd seen in a YouTube video. And then I pulled that sheath off, and I saw the 8 wires that I was going to be using. And then I started, pushing those 8 wires in the right order into the plastic end. But when I had stripped the blue sheath off the cable, I had bit too deep. And one of those 8 little cables, one of those 8 little wires, I'd bitten into it. So it broke off. Then I was just left with 7 of those wires. That wouldn't do, so I cut them off. Started again. Fed the Cat6 cable, into the stripper part of the tool. Rotated the tool like I'd seen on YouTube. Pulled the sheath off it and revealed those 8 wires again. Guess what? Once again, I had held the tool too tightly and had bit into one of those 8 wires. Start again. I tried for a third time. Fourth time. Fifth time. And the room I'm working in is not quiet. I'm working in the sanctuary of the church, and the worship team is there practicing for the upcoming Sunday service. So it's great music, nice and loud, as loud as I like it, but a little bit distracting when I'm trying to learn for the first time how to use this crimper tool to strip the wires off the Cat6 cable. It took me 90 minutes. After an hour and a half, I had successfully put 2 ends onto the cables, and I just had 2 more to do because we were using 2 cables and we needed 4 ends. So, at least during that hour and a half, I learned how to hold the tool and how to strip the casing off the cable in such a way that I wouldn't cut through into the 8 different wires. And I learned how to push those wires into the end and how to crimp it. Now, the first time I tried to crimp it, I put the end, the plastic end, in backwards into the crimping tool. And then I couldn't get it out, and I had to physically break the plastic end off inside the crimper before I could remove it. So, lots of trial and error. This is why one of my favorite phrases is time and space. Time and space. When you're trying to learn to do something, give yourself more time than you think you'll need, and give yourself a quiet space to do it. Anyway, it was a learning experience, and I think that if I had to put some ends onto some Cat6 cable now, I think it wouldn't take me longer than 30 minutes. No, I'm kidding. It'll probably just take me 4 or 5 minutes. So that's my learning experience. I bet some of you guys and gals put ends onto Cat6 cables all day, and you've been doing it for years. But that was my first experience, and I thought I'd share it with the community. Okay, thanks for listening. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hekka Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.